And how wet does the hand have to get? Tefeich amnasat tefeich means you touch it, your hand gets wet. Now if your hand touches something else, that other thing would also get wet from it. That's the shear of tefeich amnasat tefeich. So Rabbi Yossi holds you need that much. Zanakam holds no, abia gets wet, your hand. Even though it's not wet enough to touch something else, that's also. But Tanakam holds it has to be so wet still that you have to touch your hand and touch something else to make that wet. Rabbi Yossi is machm, no. If you touch it, you'll be wet. That's alone enough to us. And who we hold? Right. I mean, we hold these sheets here. Totally in tefeich, though. It's on the ground and it's dried up. If you touch it, you won't get wet from it. Then it's mutter to say kriyishma in front of it. Right. The Mishnah said, Yorad litfoil him yochol alas. That he was a bal keri and he went out to the table in the morning, and now it came hanetzachamach. So he wanted to say kriyishma banetzachamach. So it says, if you could get out of the mikveh and get dressed before netzacham and then say kriyishma, do it. If not, say kriyishma in the mikveh. How long does man Krishma go in the morning? Only until Netzachama. So that's why this person was makbid to say Krishma by Netzachama. So Gemara, no, you could say Krishma in the morning the first 3 hours of the day. So why was he so much but say Krishma Dafka Bezman, Netzachama sunrise, Vidilma Kivasikin? This person is always knowing Kivasikin. The Yomer of Yechinen, Vasikin, these people that are Mechavas love to do mitzvahs, they were Hoyugoimrim Oiso im HaNetzachama. They used to say Krishma right before Netzachama, Kedel at the Kesheshmon Esser at the beginning of Netzachama. That was the meaning of Vasikin. So in the Mishnah is talking about the Balkari that always daven Kivasikin. The Melodish, the sheep there is, if he could say Krishma in the mikveh, if he could get up and get dressed, let him do that. If not, let him say Krishma there in the mikveh. Trashi, lay matana stomach rebeleza, for halacha kamaisai. It's a stam mishtim, we should pass like rebeleza also then. And for more attempts, no. Avada le ikra din we hold like Rabbi Yeshua. That you have 3 hours to say Krishma. You hear what I'm a dimul of a sikin, komer masnitsin, emanei sacham, avla kula yama chalashois. There are little kashas here, because the whole yisayda of a sikin is to say Krishma right before Nate, today to be able to daven after Nate. Now this Balkari is in the mikveh, it just says he should say Krishma there. Doesn't say he should daven there also. That'll be a chiddush to say he could daven there. Chura, I don't know if he could daven there in the mikveh. So some sheet is being right from here that the din of a sikin is the din of Zman Krishma also. There's a mechil de gadin to say Krishma at that time also, even without davening afterwards. But if you learn, though, Indian of a Sikhan, Iker is to daven Shmonesre right after Nates. So merely you have to say Krishma right before in order to be some Agula Tfilah, but it's not Al-Zman Krishma, it's Al-Zman Tfilah, Agula Lukashi. So Zayna Chiddush, maybe did daven Shmonesre in the Mikvah. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah only says that he said Krishma then. Right. V'yimla, let's say there's not enough time for him to get rest, so he's allowed to say Krishma in the Mikvah itself. Let him cover himself in the water, even though he's not dressed. And he can say, what do I care if his body is in the water? But so his head is outside the water. So the water is like one rishus, and your head outside, so your head doesn't see the erva, called your head is like mechusa. But your lave sees the erva. Like your lave and the erva is in the same muck, and they're both in the same water. And the havamina was it's clear water, so you can see through. So it's such an Indian that your lave should not see your erev either. Omer Reb Loza v'tem Rav Acha Baraba Baracha Mishum Rabbeinu Pamaya Makurim Shonim. Talking about the water was a little dirty. Dummy. The dummy carries the michta. Shelo yiruli bosa yavosa. So since it's a little bit dirty, it blives if it's full of ground. So if you put your body into ground, treatah is not called libar royas erev. That's called mechusa.
What about a woman going to make the bracha?
They have no din libar royas erev. By Nisha. About to have breast on top, there's no din. It's only by a man that his lave should not see his erva. By Nisha, you don't have that halacha. Nisha just enough that an erva has to be mechusa. So that's enough. If a body is in the water and the head is on top, that's called mechusa. The head is outside like a different rishus, that would be all right. The only most kasher here is that your lave, your body, is in the water also. So your body and the erva is in the same makam, and it's not dirty water, they can see through. The Rosh Hashem said the Rapsutkim that says, gives a lashon riya liba raya. The pesukim with that the leiv could also see. That's why Chazal mashpa sonim derabbanan here. Chazal makpa that your leiv also should not be able to see erva. So if your leiv and erva in the same makom, you shouldn't say krishma. That's why the same thing. If you're under a blanket, you're not wearing anything. You're under a blanket just. So even though your head is outside the blanket, your head doesn't see the erva. But since your leiv and the erva have no hefsek between them, you shouldn't say krishma. Because your leiv by royas erva. But what he says here, Pirish Ri, in the Parak Gemara Haki, the Pshitus, Mashm Libra Raya Serva Osir. Mashm, that's why we paskin. Before we had a Machlikis, if it's Osir or not. See, now here it's a Stomach Gemara, that's why we paskin. That's why we hold Alokam. So Tay says, like Rabbeinu Shemit, Rabbeinu Apostle Tanakama, the Raya Serva Mutter. He wants to ask, not like that. The Maestu was supposed to be Machmir, that Alev should not see the Erva. But if you're wearing underpants, there's no problem then. Underpants make the Alev can't see it. The only question, we're not wearing anything. Right. Any part of your body, shein dark kuliras as erva, v'royoisa b'shasha kuren, b'tera karina be'v'lo yiroa b'chayervas dover. The Torah says v'lo yiroa, it should not be seen by you the erva. Who should not see it? Any part of your body should not see the erva either. That's the havimina. Tana rabbonim, mayim tzelulim. Let's say it's clear water. Yoshir behen at savora, you can sit in there until your neck. The kara, you're allowed to say krishma. So lekura, this sheet the holds is no issa if your leiv sees the erva. Abi, your head is outside the water. So even though if you look down into the water, lekura, you can see the erva. But son of a, you're not looking down. You're looking up front. So that's enough of the kisei. Since the water is like one rishus and your head, another rishus, it's called the erva is mechusa. The yeshem, the other sheet holds on the oichem baragla. It's only mutti if you dirty the water, like kick with your feet. To make the world a little bit dirty. What's the machlokes? The more of a tanakama rei liba royas erva. If the water was clear, so your leiv can see the erva. And the gemara tanakama is kisava liba royas erva mutter. He holds no. Even though your leiv can see it, there's no issa. The issa only is if the erva of your eye, if your eyes see your erva. But here that the erva is in the water and you're outside the water, different reshus, it's mutter. For the gemara nukasha, for rei akvoi royas erva.
Is there a Jack Levine
here? Yeah.
A
new kasha now. His heel is seeing the erva. Since the Rashi learned before, the havamina is now that no part of the body is allowed to see the erva. But in Markasha, your ikav, your heel is seeing the erva. And the Gemara Kisov is Tanol Vaito. Ikvoi royas erva mutter. No, your heels are allowed to see the erva. In the same way he holds that your leiv can see the erva, who then he holds the eikav could also see the erva. Now itma, ikva royas erva mutter. We pass the right, even though we hold that your leiv should not see the erva, but your eikav, your heel, that's allowed to see the erva. But shenkein nogeya, what's the loch of your eikav, your heel is touching the erva? It's touching your gid, touching the erva. Habaya ramer oser, it's also to say krishma of your heels is touching your erva. Rava rama mutter, rava holds its mutter. And Rav Zvid Makula Lahoshmaita, he learned like this. Hochi, Hochi. Rav Chinana Brei the Rav Ika Masni Lahochi. Hey, he learned that way. And now Rav Chinana Brei the Rav Ika Masni Lahochi. The what? Nogeya Divri Hakolosan. If your Ekev is touching the Erva, touching the Gid, then everybody it's awesome. Roya, what about the just the Ekev is seeing the Erva? What's the Locha? Abaye Rama Oser, Rav Rama Mutu. Why? Lenit no Torah la Malchi Asharis. Torah wasn't given to Malchi Asharis. As Malchi Asharis, they have no erva at all. So Malchi Asharis, like, for them, they could watch themselves never see the erva. But the Neyodim, we that have erva, it's not shy to say, you have to be so makba that no part of your body can see the erva. So that's a Sabara, even though you heal, see the erva, that's mutter. For tomorrow, what's the Hilkasa? Nogeya Osar, Roya Mutter. The ilkasar is that if your heel is touching your gid, touching the erva, it's also to say krishma then. Mashenkin, if it just sees the erva, then it's muta. So the maestro, we hold the ikarisar is just that your liba, your lave, should not see the erva. That's the only chumra. So chapanaf kumina, let's say you're in the water, and you're in the water only till the waist. It's clear water, but you have your waist up is out of the water. So I'll be muta, say krishma. But since your waist is out of the water, it's called, it's in different rishus. So the erva is like covered by water, and you're on top, it's mutter. your ache of your heel is in the water that could see the erva, we pass on that's mutter. The only thing you can't see the erva is either with your eyes or else your lays. It's a new thing, Mefarshim say, because there are psukim that says that libo roya, your lays sees. Mashen came touching it, that's also. So Tayyip says, why is it also? He says, the hilchasa nageya ikvay osam, the time of the gazrina nageya ikvay shem yiga biyodah. The exam is maybe you come to touch it with your hands. And if you touch your Ava with your hands, that will bring you the hero. You start thinking about things, then you cannot come on to Krishna. So Mikra didn't, if your Akev touches the Ava, there should be nothing wrong with it. Just the Rabbanan made exam, it shouldn't be touching it. Now the Shalom first one, what about your thigh? What about your side? If your side touched the Ava also or not? So some of us should say it's alright. Some of us should say that if it touches the Beit Sin, that's also alright. But the Ikra is the Gid, it shouldn't be touching. But usually don't have. Usually doesn't touch them. So the shawls about wearing underpants, tight underpants, not underpants. But there are stories both ways. Some people say it's better. Some say it's not better. Different shawls. But Mikra didn't know. Some are not normal though. That's normal. That's normal. We're saying something not normal to put your heel touching your razor. That's also midir rabbon. It's like zero. Maybe you come to touch it with your hands. Right. Omar Rover, soya bashoshis muter likras kriyishma kenegdoi. You have soya in front of you, and you have a glass cover. So even though you can see through it, still it's muter say kriyishma. Mashenken erva, if you have an erva there, even Isha or a man, his erva is uncovered in front of you, bashoshis os likras kriyishma kenegdoi. Even though it's covered up, you have a glass dividing you and this other man, you see his erva, you can't say kriyishma in front of him. Why? Soya bashoshis muter soya if it's covered up with glass, even though you could see it, it's muter likras kriyishma kenegdoi. Why did soya v'kiso tal yimusa? V'hom is chasid. Torah says v'chisisa. Torah says go outside and cover it up. A covering means any covering. So even if it's covering with glass, it's called that soya was covered up. You let us say kriyishma in front of it. This is providing though that there's no reich ra. You don't smell anything there. We have before tsoy, even though it doesn't smell bad, in front of the tsoy within Dal Dama should not say Krishna. But if it's covered up in a glass thing, it'll be mutter.
Smell about Dal Damas?
What?
Even talk Dal Damas?
What?
Tsoy?
Here, if it's covered up, even talk Dal Damas. Avi, there's no reich. There's no reich that doesn't smell. Mama's right in front of it. Avi, it's covered up. Tsoy says the chisitsa. That's enough. Mashenkin erva, if you have an erva in front of you, be ashoshis also. Even though there's a glass thing covering it up, still it's also likras kriyishma kenegdoi. Why? The pasuk says, "V'lo yiroa b'chei ervas dava." You should not see the erva, Amar Rachmana. V'lo mechazi. Since you can see through the glass, that's called you can see it. That's also.
Is the erva derabanan or deraisa?
And either one, both. Trashi. Trashi for lenit muteru l'malchias. Lenit muteru l'malchiasharis. Shein la merve. If Torah wasn't given to Malachim, they don't have any erva. But Mashenken, we, Akochen, Yeshton, we, Bnei Yodim, we do have an erva. Finon Yechevel Meshtamim, he calls it. You tell me there's an Issa. You can't say Krishna when your heel is just seeing your erva. It's come out not shy to do it. So the Vat is in Svar, the Torah denounces. The Yashoshis, Rosh Hashvaita, the Yashoshis is Lutri Balaz Kleima. Mechitza Sechuchis, either you have a glass covering, or a cloth duck, a very thin cloth, Masik ben tayin v'hi niris. You can see through it. It's a big chumrin, Rashi. Even like you see through it. On the cloth. The cloth usually means a piece of parchment. Rashi saying it's very thin, and you can see through it. Even that, still also by an erva. So boy, tsoya zat Rashi, v'ksi soy tal yimilso. V'chasi says tsoya secha, Sarah says. And it's covered up. V'ashayin ken erva is lo yiroa, v'ch erva is davas, that's muta. That's the Kura de Shalom say about stockings. The only mar we had before was Shaykh the Erva is called it, Shaykh the Isha is called an Erva. The Shalom really what is called the Shaykh. Mishabura, he's Makelin, says the Shaykh is called the thigh until the knees. Till the knees is called an Erva. Below the knees is not called an Erva. Other Mepharshim learn, no, it really is called an Erva by an Isha till the ankle is called an Erva. The Shalom, if they're wearing stockings though, then some people say you're allowed to say Krishna in front of them. Because stocking is called, you don't see the Erva anymore. So the shawl exactly is a question about how transparent it is that you don't see the leg. So some people still say it's supposed to be a thick stocking. I mean, no, you don't have to, but if you want to say Krishna in front of them and look at their feet, they should be wearing thick stockings that you can't see it. Mashenka, some of us, some say no, that even a normal stocking doesn't mamish transparent, has holes there. doesn't have holes, there's small stockings, also some say that's called, it's covered up that you can't see it. And you don't see exactly the skin. That's enough to give it a shame that you don't see the thing. Right. Let's say you have a little soy in front of you and you want to say Krishma, you'll just spit on it. You just put spit on top of it, so push it out kisui. Since spit is covering up the soya, so if you kiss it's mutter. Omar Rova, Uberoik over means stick or spit that you don't see the soya. It's talking about a small amount, kolshu. Rashi before kolshu Rashi mark. Peroik. If you cover it up with your spit, so that's the loch. If tzoy is covered up, it's mutter to say Krishma in front of it, providing there's no smell. Omar Rava, tzoy beguma. Let's say the tzoy in a hole in front of you. Meniach sandloy aleva kriya Krishna. All you gotta do is put your foot on top of it, so it's called covered up now, and let us say Krishma. Boyi mar brei de ravina tzoy devuke de sandloy mal. Let's say you put your foot on top of this hole, but the tzoya is mamash to the top of the hole. And now your foot is touching the tzoya. My, what's the law of the take advice by Sophie? But here it's worse, they said, because the sandal, since you're wearing it, it's like bottle to the goof. So as if your goof is touching the tzoya. And now we had a machlokes before, and we possibly should be machma there, that if your hand is touching the tzoya, then you shouldn't say Krishna. The other side is no, the shoe is not part of your goof. And the shoe then is covering it up, and your goof now is on top. But that's to say, cool, if you want to take off your shoe and leave your shoe on top, then about you can say Krishna. Because the shoe is like covering up the tzoya, and now you can say Krishna there. Here's the only shalom, calls them on you wearing the shoe is like buckle to the goof. So it's obliged like the goof is touching the tzoya now. Omer Rav Yehuda, Akum, Orim, Osilikus, Krishna, Kenegdi. Whether a man or a lady, you have a goy, and saying Krishna in front of them, you can't say. Because the Gemara Mai Yiri Akim, what's the Chiddush of an Akim a Goy? Hafilu Yisrael Nami Pshita, Hafilu Yisrael. The Erev, you know, I say Krishna in front of an Erev.
Tzvor Sab Shitle, the Yosef, a short Soso. Elv Moshe like this, rather. Akim Yitzchuk, it's a Chiddush to say that by a Goy, in front of their Erev, it's also. Because otherwise, Mazatim, I would have thought to say, Hurlik Sibu, synthesis by the Goyim, Ashe Besach Hamurim Besorum, Eim, I would have thought to say, Kechamor Biyamu, it's something like a donkey, and there's no Is Ervo. Kamashba no, Dino Nami Yikru Ervo, that even by a Goy, his Ervo, her Ervo is called an Ervo. The Siddur Pasuk says, the Ervo Saviyim Lero.
So it's called an Ervo. The Chiddush, the Ibn Noach, didn't have a Shem Yisrael yet. The Shiloh by the Ovis of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, they had a Shem Yisrael or not. Why is the treat Noach didn't have a shame ever yet? Didn't have a shame in Soviet. She asked the Rabbonim the Kisrael. Here's why it says Al Diraisa. This is what one verse more wants to know Al Diraisa. So here you have to know. Here is there by an issue. What about by a man? By a man, there's no hero. That's if you have another man not dressed in front, you can't say Krishna, but not Al Sira there. That's the Din Diraisa. Then in front of an Erev, now let's say Krishna. What about if you have another guy? You'd be right. There will be a lady there, can't be us from the Rabbanon, Al Siru. But if the guy is a man, so a hero there wouldn't be. So the half mean you would be allowed to stand in front of a guy. To Mashpah, no, a guy's Arab is called an Arab. For Lo Yitzchaseb, Mishnah says then, when you're inside the mikvah, that you have to cover yourself. Lo Yitzchaseb, the Mayim Aroyim, not with dirty water. Lo Yitzchaseb, the Mishra, not with water from the flax. And then it says, Achitel Terchen Mayim. So you put water inside it. Could be more of a kama mayi rami biyozla. How much water are you going to put into this? As if the whole mikveh is made out of mei mishra from flax, water that's been soaked with flax, or else the mayim haroyim, how is it up putting in water? The whole thing is already dirty water. Elohi kama. Lo yitzchas lo be mayim haroyim. So the water is fashtunki, means smell, bad water. So pshiti, you can't say Krishna there. V'lo be mei ha-mishra. Who are then if you have flax in the water, you can't say Krishna either there, because it smells very bad. Chlal. That you can't say Krishma at all. No mei raglayim, lu yitzuy the samei raglayim in this mikvah now, in this whatever you are in, then achit l'perchen mayim. Then it's enough to put water inside the mei raglayim v'yikra. Then you're allowed to say Krishma. Like we have, is mei raglayim by itself is not masriach. It's midiraisi, you're allowed to say Krishma in front of the mei raglayim. It's only midirabonin. So Rabbonin gave the kulu, but soon see if you put a revius water into the mei raglayim, you're allowed to say Krishma. You'll have a bowl in front of it, a kid made meraglaim in. If you put the revius of water into it, you're allowed to say Krishna. How much water do you have to put in to make it mutter? Kolshu. Tanakam also, even a little bit water, it's mutter to say Krishma in front of it. That's where we hold. You have to put a revius of water into the meraglayim. Omer Rav Nachman machlekes, where's the machlekes lipsoi? Only first you put the meraglayim into this jar. Now, how much water do you have to add into it to make it mutter? Avo betchilo means that first you had water in the jar and then you made meraglayim inside it. Then everybody holds a filu kol shein is mutter. We have Yosef Amano machlekes lekatchilo. The machlekes, if you need a revius or a little bit, that's fakir. Only where first you had the water lekatchilo. It's not a comma that's makeable, it's only makeable. First you add a little water, then you put meraglayim in. Avol lipsoi, but where first you put meraglayim into the jar. Now you want to add water into it to make it mutter, then divrei haka revius. Everybody else, you have to have revius. So Omalei Rav Yosef Lishmai, he told the Shamish, Aisli reviosa demayik Rav Zakoi. He had water, he had meraglayim in front of him, so he wanted him to say Krishna. He told the Shamish, bring me revius water. Halacha, we hold that even metchila, it means if you want to first put water into the jar, so even if you make now, it should be mutter, you have to first put at least revius water in there, then no matter how much you make into it, even if you make more than revius into it, still it's mutter. And as far as there's only midirabonin, the yisr, really meraglai midirais, it's mutter. So Rabbonin gave this kula, if he added revius water, it's mutter to say Krishna in front of it. Tana Rabbonin, kurav sharei. What's the loch of the bowl that you make into? Sharei means use the bowl, that a bowl miyukit for waste. The ovet shemeraglayim. Now the bowl for kli cheres, earthly keli, that was miyukit to make into, is also licorice kriyishma kenegdon. The alpha pi shein vem plum. Even though now it's washed out, there's nothing inside it, it has a din soya to it, and it's istim derives to the same kriyishma in front of it.
Even though there's no reach?
Even though there's no reach either. We'll soon see about our bowls, we'll soon talk about them. Umeraglayim atzmon. What about the meraglayim itself? Then atshiyat lo tzeichin mayim. It's enough just that we have before put water into the meraglayim, it becomes mutter. The kam yitl tzeichin mayim kol shas tanakama, there's like, oh, yam revius. You have to put a revius into it. Now, bein lefneha mito, u bein liyachra mito. Whether the meraglayim is in front of the mito, whether it's in back of the mito, still you need the shirum to put water into it. You have a shimmering amulay mer? No. Liyachra ha mito kareya. If it's in back of the mita, poshta means the mita like a mechitza that's mafsik between you and the meraglayim, so you can say Krishna right away. Vashenka lefneya mita, if the meraglayim is in front of the mita, then ain't a kareya, you can't say Krishna, because the meraglayim is in front of you. El lamarachachu ala arba amas, you have to go away arba amas, that's midrabonin, that meraglayim has been like soya, you have to walk away dalad amas, so kareya, then you can say Krishna. We have Shimon ben Elozer right now. Afilu bayis meya ama. Even if the house is 100 amas wide, long, lo yikara, you can't say Krishma there. Atchi yotziyam until you take the meraglayim out, or yishenicham tachas amita. Unless you put it underneath the mita, which means then the mita is like a kisui. You're covering up the meraglayim. So then it's mutter. But he holds kol zaman, you didn't cover up the meraglayim, so since the whole bias is kadaladamas dummy, it doesn't help you to walk away daladamas from the tsoyon or from the meraglayim. You have to go out of the room. We don't hold the kish, we don't machin the shimon alosa. We hold it's enough that you go away daladamas from the tsoyon or from the meraglayim. Iboyeluhu. Heichi koma. How did he say? Achar hamita. What's this mila of before the mita and after the mita? We're talking about you have tsoyon there. So the difference if it's in back of the mita or in front of the mita. The Gemara Hechid Koma. Achar ha-mita. If the meraglayim is in back of the mita, then kareya miyad, you'll have to say Krishna right away. And the svar is that the mita is the mechitza. So it's like a kisa, it's covered up, you can't see it. Lefnei ha-mita, mashenka, if the meraglayim is in front of the mita, so you're right in front of the meraglayim, then the lochar is marcha gabamas v'kareya. You have to go away daladamas, and then you can first say Krishna. Oiduma, no, maybe meant to say like this. Chochi koma, liyachar hamito. If the meraglayim is in back of the mito, still marches daladamas v'kareya. Still, you have to go away daladamas. Says we don't consider the mito as if it's a mechitza. It's not a good mechitza. So even though you have a mito between you and the meraglayim, still you have to be marches daladamas. Vashenken lefnei hamito. Let's say the meraglayim is in front of the mito, ain't a kareya cloud. Then you can't say it at all. That's the sasi. Is does the mita help to give it a shem mechitza or not? Yotoshima, Titania, we have Shimon ben Elazar Weiner, Achar HaMita, if the Meiraglaim is in back of the Mita, Kareya Miyad, and has a shame, Mechitza the Mita, and then you're allowed to say Krishna right away. You don't have to go away, Daladamas. Look, Meha Mita, if the Meiraglaim is in front of the Mita, then Machagal Abrahamas. Then you have to go away, Daladamas. But it's enough to go away, Daladamas. If you have Shimon ben Gamliel laying there, no, it's not enough to go away, Daladamas, since you're in the same room. He holds Afilu Bayis Meyam, even though the house is 100 amas long, lo yikara, still you can't say Krishma there. Atshe Yitzim, until you take the Meraglayim out of the room, oy shenichem tachas amita, or else you put it under the mita, that then it's called like a kisli, it's called covered up. And because his sheet there is that the whole Bayis is like Daladamas. But we're not machm like that, we hold, as long as you go away, Daladamas is alright. So the Gemara boyin ishtolon, good, you miyashiv the halacha. And the halacha is, the mita is called the mechitza. So if the meraglayim is in back of the mita, you're allowed to say krishma. If it's in front of the mita, you can't say krishma. Aber mastis and kashya dodi, according to Stira, the man the yomrin, we mahapach the shittis. And the gemara epach, first epach basreis, and echnami, change around the shittis. Change around the shum ben alos and the tanakama. But the gemara of my chazis, why do you look at the afkes basreis to change around the second braisa, epach kamaisa? Let's change around the first braisa. It's the stira who said the locha that the machas dal damas is enough. First we had a b'shem b'shem and aloza, but now having b'shem and tanakama. So it's the stira which one said what. So we're saying the second braisa is wrong. But the gemara hechet says maybe the first braisa is wrong. And the gemara no. Man shamad lehu, where else do we see such a swirl like that? The Oma Kulya Bayas Karba Amas Dami. We also to be such a swara that the whole house, no matter how big it is, it's always considered like Daladamas. It's Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar Shita. So maybe it's mistaken to say the first Bryce was right, but the first Bryce was Reb Shimon ben Elazar was the one that said, Afilu Bayas Mea Amas is also. So maybe it's mistaken to say the second one is a Shibush. But the first one is right, because that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar's Shita. That the whole Bayas is Karba Amas Dami. To Rashi, Geref the Ovitz of Rashi, Shneyem Klicheris, they're both earthly Kalim Haim, El Shoreya, what you make waste in, Kori Geref, the Shomer Aglaim, what you make Maglaim, Kori Ovid. Is thus Litmus Krishna Gnegdom, Hoylum Yuchodim Lakach, Alpha Pi, Shem Batechon Klum, even though there's nothing there, you can't say Krishna in front of it. Omer Aglaim Atzmum, Beklish, Enem Yuchalim, if you're not Maglaim, Stamina Kli, Stam Yuch, it's not an Ovid. Is bein lefnei amita shein hamita mafsekes bein ola beinoi bein liyachar amita shemita mafsekes bein ola beinoi that's the time it comes. He holds the meat is not enough. Oy shenichem takas amita gafinim loy gafinim klin shakli takas amita kilu hayo tumunim boris. If it's under the bed, then the bed is like covering up, so it's called covered up. Heichi kam reshim gamliel in the more boy nishtalon shalaseinu nefar shalor v'chilik shebein lefnei amita liyachar amita. You say now the man the yom and pufaket man shamed lej rashli yadati hechni. Rashi doesn't know where this man, where Shimon Lozo said his memory someplace else. Second percent, I don't know why he does it here, but Kiveg Gina Shas here brings down him on 25 places in Shas. Rashi says leyadati. Rashi says to show even Rashi, Amol, if you don't know, you don't know. Even Rashi can say leyadati. He brings down him 25 places in Shas. Rashi says loshen leyadati. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Voi minei merafuna, Mita pochus mishloisha. If the meter is less than 3 tefachim off the ground, then pshitali the kolavet dummy. Then avad is called like kolavet, like attached to the ground. So if you put this meraglayim underneath the meter, since the meter is less than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's considered like attached to the ground. That's called the good kisi. It's called like the meraglayim is covered up. But what about Shloisha Avor Kamisha Shisha Shiva Shemana Tisha? What about the bed is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tefachim off the ground, and now you put the meraglayim under that? Is that called that a kisi or not? I don't know. That's called the kisi or not. Asara. Let's say the bed though is 10 tefachim off the ground high. Vade lami boile. That's cheat to nothing. That's not called the kisi. Strashi asara vadele shalti many. The nearer kilu ena tachteho. Then it doesn't look like it's covered, like it's underneath it at all. Since the bed is 10 tefachim up off the ground, it's not called a kisa there. Omer Abaye that Abaye shaper of this loy boyimach. You're very good that you didn't clear this shaila. What about 10 tefachim off the ground? Because kol atzor reshus tachritihi. Once something is 10 tvachim higher, it's like the new reshus. So rather the bed is like in the air now. It's not covering up this oven. So pshit is not called covered up. Omar Rabbi Hilchasa Pachas Mishloisha Kolav Adami. If the bed is less than 3 tefachim, I mean less than 12 inches off the ground, and you put the meraglaim underneath the bed, so pshita, that's called a kisui, it's called covet. Asora, if the bed is 10 tefachim high, rishus achriti, it's another rishus, that doesn't help to cover the meraglaim. I mean, mishloisha ad asora, hainu de boim mene Rav Yosef mi Rav Huna. That's what Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna. V'loi pashit lein, he didn't answer him back, he lied by Sofik. So why is the suffix? So we're in a suffix. It's no good. Right, Omara, Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elozer. He passed like Rav Shimon ben Elozer. V'chein Omar Ba'oli, Omar Rav Yaakov brought the Bar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elozer. That what? That the whole bayis is k'ar ba'amas domi. And it doesn't help to be machir da'al damas. Aber v'rova Omar ain't halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elozer. That's what we hold. Not like a Shimon ben Elozer, it's enough in a bias. If you have meraglaim there, if you walk away, dal damis, and you don't look there, you look the other way, it's mutter to say Krishna. But Allah is also, kozman, it's in front of you, you're looking at it, no matter how much in front, if you're looking at it, you shouldn't say Krishna either. Rabbi, you're not looking, you turn to the side, if you're machr, dal damis, you're allowed to say Krishna. For worrying, the smell doesn't, because there's no smell from it, you don't smell it. That was more before. If there is smell coming out, you have to go away down damas from the mokum where the smell stops. But Rav Achoi Iyastik Len Abrei, he was making a chas, he was marrying off his son. Bei Rav Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa, that was Mechutin. Israel Chuppah, he brought his son into the Chuppah. For having Mestayin also, they couldn't make the Chuppah there, something was going wrong. The moment they made the Chuppah, not like us, they used to make the right after the Chuppah, Hashem is out the Yichud room. Used to have a yichud room and used to have a beer there right away. Used to make a Kenyan beer. So having Mestayin Nusi, he couldn't make the beer. Something was going wrong. Nothing was not in the same place. Also, Basrid and the father came in Luyuna to see what's going wrong, what's stopping him from making the chuppah. His chodesh Sefer Torah saw Sefer Torah the mancha was laying in the room. Omalhu, Icha Hashta. If not, I'm here right now. It's not the fact that I was here, it's the kind of what happened to my son. Because you're not allowed to have Tashmish in front of a Sefer Torah. The Tanya, Bayish Yesh Boy Sefer Torah, or it's filling also the Shamish Boy, not also Shamish Boy Yasamita. You can't have Tashmish Yasamita there. Actually, it's him until you take him out of the room, or Shinichom Kli B'Tech Kli. Unless you put it to Kli, Tech Kli. You have to have one covering and another covering over it. Then it's Mutter. The same halacha by sperm also. If you have sperm in the room, you should put a kli to cover it up twice. Amar Abaye, lo shonu elo b'kli she'ena kliin. That's only kli, it's not miyuchet to be its cover. Abo b'kli shukliin, a cover of the book of the sefer, miyuchet to be its cover, afilu asara mani kechad mani domi. Even if you have 10 covers, it applies like one cover. And the second cover has to be something that's not miyuchet for it. Amar Ravo, glima. A kamatria could cleave a kli domi. A kamatria could cleave a kli domi.